The Can Do Group, in association with Blanchard Valley Center, are haunting Halloween. And joining us this morning are Jody Hassan and Nadine Weininger to give us all of the details on this spooky and spirited event for the entire community. Ladies, thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Before we get into that, talk a little bit about the Can Do Group and what it is that you do. Because folks are familiar with the Blanchard Valley Center, but the Can Do Group may be a little less familiar.
Certainly. It helps folks to realize that we were formerly Blanchard Valley Industries.
Okay.
And what we do is we provide services for adults who happen to have developmental disabilities.
Mm-hmm. And how many, I don't mean to put you on the spot for exactly, how many people does that encompass within the community?
Right now, we are up to serving right around 85 to 90.
Okay.
I don't have the specific number.
Yeah. Now that's I kind of put you on the spot there. And you do that how? Through all kinds of different ways.
Yes. Yes. We have a production center. We have an art studio. We have a day hab place. And we get out into the community and love to interact with the people.
The art studio is the one that I think many people are probably most familiar with, being right there in the community, and not all that long ago expanded and moved into the new digs. How complicated has all of this been that we've been through over the past 6 months or so for the individuals that you serve?
Well, it's been quite a challenge, but I believe everybody has adjusted quite well considering our world really has been flipped upside down.
Mm-hmm. And so many people just kind of doing this on the fly and kind of making it up as you go along, which I'm sure is the same in your situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. doing all of this for Halloween, talk a little bit about this event, what you have going on here.
Well, Can Do Group last year took over hosting what has been a longstanding tradition of having a Halloween party mm-hmm. for the people we serve. Well, with everything going on, we decided that was not a safe thing to do. So we got to thinking, what can we do? And we started thinking, well, maybe a Halloween drive-through idea might be a fun thing.
Okay.
But the problem is where we're located doesn't have a very good parking lot.
Right.
It's very small.
Yeah.
And so we decided to contact Blanchard Valley Center and bounce some ideas off of them. And together we decided that having this event as a drive-through would be a very good thing, not only for the people we serve, but also for the community.
Yeah.
So what we're really hoping is the community will come out and enjoy it and use it as an opportunity to do something, because we've been cooped up for quite a while and we deserve it.
Absolutely. So how will this work here?
So we have designed a map flow to go through Blanchard Valley Center. It'll loop through the front of the building and go through our parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
We have asked, or that what we're currently doing is reaching out to businesses to have vehicles in our parking lot decorated.
Okay.
So kind of what you've seen with trunk or treats, but we won't be asking the participants with the decorated vehicles to be passing out the candy. Any donations that we have of candy, toys, anything like that will be bagged and passed out at the end of the route.
I see. So folks get kind of a goodie bag.
So it's very COVID friendly. We're trying to make sure that everyone stays in their vehicles. We're encouraging families, as you do come through, have your kids dress up.
Sure.
You know, this is kind of our a new take on our Halloween parade, or, you know, the trick or treat has been up in the air for some communities,
right.
And we just want to offer something else.
And there are some families who may be a little uncomfortable with trick or treat. I know it will be going forward, but for those who might be a little uncomfortable with the whole idea, that's you know, understandable. And so this is an alternative as well. Now, when will this be happening?
It's going to happen October 23rd at 7 p.m., and it'll go through 9 p.m.
Okay.
Now, if you're a business participating...
Not going to take 2 hours to get through.
No.
Anytime during that time, you can come by and swing through.